Greetings, and welcome back to the Cape Lead Podcast. This is Chachi, and it's been about a week since my last podcast, and so many very interesting things have happened, and I was able to spend about a week in Colorado Springs celebrating my career field, and realistically, celebrating the lives of some of the men we've lost who were either killed in battle or killed during training accidents. Their family members came out there, their widows came out there, their family, friends, teammates came out to honor their lives, honor their sacrifice, and yet still kind of pay homage and just keep their families in our family. It was just a really great few days of celebrating a little bit and just remembering, reflecting, and just really enjoying the beauty of Colorado Springs and the beauty of some of our military life. And I came back to work, and I have to say that yesterday was a very frustrating day. Some things weren't going right at work. And one of the things that had happened yesterday, I'm not sure if you follow the podcast of Jocko Willink or have read his book with Leif Babin called Extreme Ownership. These are two Navy SEALs who commanded during some of the hairiest times of the war, the Iraq War in Ramadi, Iraq. So those were some dangerous times, 2005, 2006. Those were Chris Kyle's bosses, you know, American sniper. And they had just a lot of good lessons learned. But their book called Extreme Ownership is just really getting down to the nitty-gritty of leaders own everything. And that a good leader will own mistakes, they will own successes, they will own failures, they will own breakdowns in communication, they will own everything because it is their team and they're in charge of finding success and making things better and learning from mistakes and adapting and evolving and doing all these things. And we had an incident yesterday and came in and talked to the squadron commander where a lot of our people had not been doing well on their evaluations for how they call in airstrikes. And so as you can imagine, if you're going to call in airstrikes, you're really going to need people to be at the top of their game and really represent themselves well and put in the requisite training, the requisite studying, and the dedication to find success in this sort of endeavor. And it was just a little bit humbling that the individuals themselves weren't doing it. But at the same time, the leaders of these programs didn't take ownership of it as well. So I left work yesterday feeling a little bit upset that some of these leaders didn't own it the way that I thought they should. So I went out this morning on one of these evaluations, and I watched one of my young guys go out there and do his practice airstrikes with F-16s overhead and doing all those things and run through the wickets of integrating air-to-ground operations, right, in a three-dimensional battle space, in complete accordance with ground commander scheme of maneuver while mitigating, you know, any collateral damage to civilian infrastructure, things like that. It was just, it's really poetry in motion when it goes well. And today the trainee, as we'd seen as a trend, did not do very well. I would call it him getting a helmet fire. Just something went bad, and then there was just a fire inside his helmet, and he got flustered, he got confused, and he made a whole lot of rookie mistakes, right? Not that he's a bad person, but this is what rookies do, and he got so concerned when talking to the F-16, so concerned with getting his point across that he was less concerned in hearing what the F-16 was saying. But afterwards, we had that. We had a very solid debrief. He was very receptive to the learning points and maybe some of the blind spots that he had. And then at the end of work, talking with two of the three leaders that I was somewhat frustrated with for the lack of ownership yesterday, kind of had a quick conversation with them about my frustrations and their lack of ownership. You know, and it's just one of those things when you get an opportunity to work with true professionals. The two gentlemen that I spoke to today, they kind of owned it. They took that feedback. They did not get butthurt. They thought it was a valid point. They thought about the way forward. They asked how it could have been done better or how I would have preferred to have seen it. And they just seemed really receptive to all that. And so I left work today being very thankful that, you know, I had some guys who were very, very receptive. And while I thought yesterday that they didn't own it the way they should, I can honestly say that when I brought up my, I'll just go ahead and call it disappointment today. When I brought up my disappointment, I tried to do it in just a very matter-of-fact way. I wasn't trying to kick him in the teeth, right? I wasn't trying to beat him when they were down. And, you know, if people are failing their evaluations, you know, I wasn't trying to point out where they were bad, just trying to open the lines of communication. But I tell you, these guys were amazing professionals today. I thought that they went out there and gave the evaluation. I thought it was firm. I thought it was fair. And I thought that they gave the evaluatee every opportunity to succeed, even if the evaluatee didn't necessarily use that to his advantage. And so I've kind of sat here tonight thinking about how the last 2 days have gone. And you know, leadership is just tough. But a lot of times leadership is about having those tough conversations. You know, when I saw those guys in the meeting at the end of the day yesterday, I didn't want to say anything then. I kind of wanted to take my own time to, I always try to reflect before I react. And I didn't want to say anything out of frustration yesterday. And I didn't want to deliver it in such a way that really would have shut them down or kind of treated them less than a teammate of mine. Because at the end of the day, while I'm the highest ranking enlisted person in my squadron, I don't care about that. Right? If they're only doing something because I outrank them, then I'm using my power as a leader incorrectly. Right? I want us to focus, and again, you've heard me say it before, I care less and less about leadership than I do as good dudership, right? Just being a good dude. I want them to take my advice or heed my words, not because I outrank them, but because I'm a teammate of theirs and I've been around longer than them. I've experienced these things. I've gone through these trials and tribulations, and they can learn from the benefit of the mistakes that I've made in the past or similar circumstances and how they were handled when I had to go through them. And so it was really nice just having that good conversation today. And, you know, people in my office said, hey, I'm not trying to insult you. I'm not trying to hurt feelings or do all that stuff. But here's how I thought yesterday went, and said blah, 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 blah. And in both cases, at two different times, when I had two of the guys in my office, each one was the absolute beacon of professionalism and awesomeness. They took those comments. They took that feedback and just took it as what it was. Hey, here are my thoughts for what happened on how it could have been better. And they said, yep, I agree. They didn't seem to tune out. They took the feedback well, and feedback is always tough. And it wasn't a conversation I was looking forward to having with them, because these are new teammates of mine. I've only been here 2 months of that time. I've probably been away half of the time. And so they don't know me from anything. So for to sit down and take feedback from a guy who's only really been in the seat for a month or so, that couldn't have been an easy thing for them to do. And then yet today they did it with such great ease. I was just really, really taken aback by their own personal and professional awesomeness to have that good conversation, to be receptive, to listen, or at least at a bare minimum, the way they made me feel is they were really open-minded about learning from an experience or just learning to hear what I have to say and opening that dialogue. And so I would kind of ask that we all get to do that. Somebody once told me that feedback is like beef jerky. You know, it's healthy, it's good for you. Sometimes it's tough to chew on and it's tough to swallow, but at the end of the day, it does a body good. You know, I've always kind of liked that analogy. And so I would ask all of us to make sure that we're given feedback, but we need to give feedback in a way, and people have said this for years, right? You need to give them a shit sandwich. You need to start with something good about them, then give them the bad, and then to finish up with something good. And the joke that I always make about this is cool boots, you suck. Nice hair. You know, that's a simple way to understand the shit sandwich concept. But if you start having a debrief and you start with the negative right away, that shuts people down. It puts them on the defensive and it kind of closes their ears right off the bat. But if you're going to start a feedback session, you know, just you can start with something as simple as, man, are you one of my rock star guys? Like, I really appreciate how you work. I appreciate your attention to detail. But I have to say that today, in this instance, I think you left me a little bit wanting. But at least in that circumstance, you start with something great, then you go to the bad stuff, and at the very end, can be like, hey, you're one of my leaders. You're one of the guys that I rely on most, which is why this, you know, you and I are having this conversation. You know, if you weren't one of these leaders, I'd probably let this go and move on to somebody else who was worth a damn. But yeah, you're one of the people that I count on, that I rely on, which is why we needed to have this conversation. So we'll have this conversation, we'll apply a fix, and we'll get through it and bring the unit to even greater awesomeness. So yeah, so man, this is kind of cathartic for me, and just something I don't think I'd be able to go to bed tonight if I didn't mention this topic. But yeah, feedback and just having the tough conversation. And then most people, what I've come to find out is that when they when they're getting feedback, right, if they are worth their salt in anything, right, if they are a good teammate and if they are a true professional, they can take feedback. They don't have to get butthurt and shut down and hate you to do all these things. The people that I've found who are the best teammates, who are the most professional, who care about getting the mission done, are the ones who will be receptive to feedback and not shut down. So, I hope that we can all go out this week just to go out to communicate, and then look and just think about how you are giving feedback to your people. Are you giving feedback to the people for the right reasons? Are you hesitant to give feedback to your all-stars? Because even if they're all-stars, they can always be better. And if your all-stars don't think that they can grow a little bit, then I will say right off the bat, they are sorely, sorely mistaken. I make mistakes every week. I make mistakes every day. And I've had a couple great teammates in the last few years that I could always rely on to help keep me honest, to keep me grounded, and to keep me learning from my mistakes and the successes of others. So I hope you all have that opportunity coming up here to either get or give feedback that is productive, that is fruitful, that enhances your mission effectiveness. And at the end of the day, I just hope it makes you a better person and a better leader. So with that, I thank you for your time. Look me up on Twitter at Tim Pachesa or Cape Lead on Facebook, or email me directly, chachi@capelead.com. But I appreciate your time. I hope you get to have good conversations. And remember, as always, educate, anticipate, dominate. We'll talk to you soon.